The power of the Lord Jesus Christ can heal the sick and afflicted when we believe in prayer. It's not just a matter of human effort, formulas, or incantations spoken in repetition until finally we believe. No. We're talking about the promises of God, where those things are entrusted to the church to live in, to experience, and to minister. Divine healing is a matter of people being healed and made well by the power of Jesus Christ, according to God's word, ministered in His love.
Welcome to Your Place of Grace with Evangelist Anthony Sluzes. We're taking the message of salvation, Holy Spirit renewal, and healing through the finished work of Christ to the world by every available means. If you'd like more information about Your Place of Grace Ministries and our resources, visit yourplaceofgrace.com.
Hey there, everyone. This is Anthony Sluzes, and I thank you for listening to Your Place of Grace. Today we're talking about being Jesus' hands extended. We are His ambassadors. We are His representatives. And I want to encourage you, please. We don't have time today in this short podcast, but in your devotional time or study time, please do read the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 8, verses 1 through 15. Read it a couple times. It is so powerful. And it's the source of what I'm talking about today. As we read through Matthew 8, we learn that the healing ministry of Jesus Christ is a fulfillment of prophecy. As we're reminded three times in the Bible, that Jesus Himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Now, this was originally prophesied in the Old Testament, Isaiah 53, verse 4. He Himself bore our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. The focal point of this study isn't only the fact that Jesus heals and still does heal today, but that He wants to use you and me as the agency through which His healing power is communicated in our world. When Jesus heals, what we do with that healing is just as important to the Lord as when we've received it. Now, God isn't going to randomly heal people who use their life for self-destruction or for ruining other people's lives. Listen, we cannot live any old way we want and think that God has to pick up the pieces after we've made a wreck of our bodies. And yet, oh, I love this, and yet, even then, God intervenes. If we'll just cry out to Him and repent. When we come to Jesus, He works deliverance, often bringing a new hope and a new lease on life. But what we do with our life after being healed is also very important. We are healed, and we are healed to serve. That's right. Jesus saves us, He heals us, He delivers us, and He expects us to serve Him and serve humanity. Now, in Matthew 8, verses 14 and 15, we read that Peter's mother-in-law was sick with a fever. It took but a touch from Jesus to make her well. And then she arose and ministered to them. She saw to the needs of all those present in the house. Her healing was a springboard to serving others. Now, when Jesus touches us and we're healed, we can believe that He has the ability to touch other difficulties in our lives too. we become people who understand and who receive the dimensions of his great power. Two important principles involved here. First, when the Lord touches one particular area of our life, we mustn't limit his reach. He can touch other areas of difficulty as well. Secondly, we can be the middleman, the significant person who makes a difference whether or not the healing flow comes to someone. Our example is the centurion in Matthew chapter 8. So Matthew 8, verses 3 through 13, is often used to teach one of the great power principles of the Bible. That principle is called the word of faith. It's knowing what God says is true, and it rules and overrules any circumstance where we abide in that faith. See, circumstances don't matter. It's the spirit of the love of God and the compassion of Christ that ministers those things. However, this principle is still in effect when the word of faith that we're confessing doesn't seem to work out the way we wanted. This isn't because God backed down on his word, no, but because somehow we didn't properly understand how to apply the key to the circumstance. So let's look at that centurion and his servant. We learn from Matthew 8:13 that the servant was healed the very same hour that Jesus said to the centurion, "Go your way, and as you have believed, so let it be done for you." Praise God. We find nothing in the text that says the servant did anything before his healing happened. There's one significant point, though. The centurion mentioned that his servant was faithful in doing all he was told to do. That's found in verse 9. His faithfulness touched his master's heart. The wholeness which came to the servant was actually the glorious product of what someone else did. A display of God's grace and healing. It came because the centurion was willing to be an instrument of intervention and because of his faith in God. See, God is willing to heal. He really is. God's will is to deliver. His will is to fill. His will is to save. And his will is to heal. Jesus said, "I will come and I will heal him." That's in the 7th verse. Here again is the divine affirmation that God was ready to heal. Jesus is the express image of the Father's will in everything he did in his ministry. The fullness of the Father is manifested in him, the Son. Jesus always responds to the call for help and brings healing, always. Now, anything short of this has to do with our incapacity to receive all that God has to give. God doesn't miss it, dear ones. We do. Sometimes healing is immediate. And in other instances, it takes time. It's progressive. But that doesn't mean it won't happen. Our responsibility is to be open to it. Jesus marveled at the centurion's faith when he said, "Master, only speak a word and my servant will be healed." This Roman soldier recognized that Jesus was functioning in unlimited authority. Therefore, nothing was outside the arena of possibility. So two things are notable in this story. his rejection of social tradition and his recognition of Jesus' power. You see, a Roman doesn't come to a Jew for any reason, because Jews were subjugated by the Romans. On the other hand, Jews don't have anything to do with Romans either. So both the centurion and Jesus were rejecting the norm. When we recognize that Jesus has the situation within his domain of operation, we can become instruments which release the power of God. You and I must understand that Jesus can and will work healing in people. Jesus searches for an agent or a middleman who can receive something for someone else. It takes more than just people who know how to speak the word of faith, though. There's a sympathy which moves us into action. In this case, the master broke social tradition and sought help because his servant was, the Bible said, dreadfully tormented. The centurion came humbly to Jesus, violating all that he was taught. There needs to be a certain breaking with tradition, dear ones, in every one of us. We need to be willing to upset our own opinions and ideology, and then open up to a flow of compassion. By believing that the word of Jesus Christ is powerful in any and every situation, we become agents of that flow into other people. We must believe that his ministry is divine in nature and beyond the ordinary. The power of the Lord Jesus Christ can heal the sick and afflicted when we believe in prayer. It's not just a matter of human effort, formulas, or incantations spoken in repetition until finally we believe. No. We're talking about the promises of God, where those things are entrusted to the church to live in, to experience, and to minister. Divine healing is a matter of people being healed and made well by the power of Jesus Christ according to God's word, ministered in his love. So let me ask you, are you willing? Are you? Until the Church of Jesus Christ learns how to be the agency by which the Lord works, there will be a lot of sickness prevailing in this world. The paralytic in Luke chapter 5, verses 16 through 20, was carried to Jesus by his friends. We can find paralytics in so many parts of life, can't we? Those whose lives are just crumbling and falling apart because they're physically crippled, emotionally crippled, or sociologically crippled. Sickness cannot survive when people decide to break with tradition, reject social convention, and let the compassion of Christ fill their hearts. Dear ones, when we come to the Savior to receive from him that one who is of a distance and believe him for the flow of life for that person and in that person, we will be those agents and instruments of healing. Dear ones, you and I will be the spout where the glory comes out. Praise God. Are you willing? I know I am. As I conclude here, sometimes people think that they don't want to bother Jesus for his provisions. There are others who don't move into action because they just don't want to bother doing it or aren't even bothered by it. When you are willing to be bothered or inconvenienced. You move into the liberty of seeing the power of God pass from you into someone else. Praise God. There is healing in the name of Jesus. Healing in the touch of Jesus. But, dear ones, we must be the ones who touch others, allowing His love to flow through us. Now, for the love of God to flow, it flows on the basis of people who believe that the word of Jesus Christ is all-powerful, believe that the will of God is to minister wholeness, and are available to do whatever inconvenience is involved on their part. See, that's what ministry is. Ministry is, by its nature, inconvenient. We're willing to see the truth in being a channel or a vessel of the healing life of Jesus Christ. Do you want to be the spout where His glory comes out? Reach out to others today. Reach out to others this week. Pray for people. Love on people. Lay hands on the sick in the name of Jesus, and watch them recover for His glory, for His honor and praise. Let me tell you, dear ones, people aren't healed by our spouting scriptures. People are healed by people who minister the Word of God in the love of God. Praise You, Father God. Thank You for this message today, Lord. I thank You for my friends who are listening. I thank You, Father God, and ask You to pour out Your Holy Spirit upon us right now. I can sense your presence, Lord. I can sense the power and the anointing of Your Spirit here with me, and I believe going out through this podcast. Fill people with Your Spirit. Fill us all with a newfound boldness for Christ. A newfound boldness to reach out and to touch others with the healing virtue of Jesus. To be a light, that we would be a light in a lost and dying and dark world. Oh God, be glorified in and through our lives today and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Thank you for listening, everybody. I would ask you to please check out our website, yourplaceofgrace.com. A lot of cool stuff on there. Sermons, teachings, all of my books are there. Our website is going through some changes, and it's some really cool stuff that we're doing. And also check out my latest book. It's called The Forgiving Heart. You can find it on my website, yourplaceofgrace.com, or at amazon.com. The Forgiving Heart is in paperback and Kindle formats. Buy a couple copies. Share them with friends and family. If this world needs anything these days, it's love and a forgiving heart. So grab several copies of my latest book. And pastors, I would love for you to check out my website and give some serious prayer, some thoughtful prayer to inviting me to come and speak at your church or at your event, whatever the event may be. We speak all over the country, all over the U.S. And in May of 2022, I'll be speaking in Kenya. So I'm excited about that as well. So pastors, please do check out my website, yourplaceofgrace.com. Go to the testimonials page and see what other pastors have said about our events and our services in their churches. God has been moving powerfully. Lots of people have been getting saved, delivered, healed, filled with the Holy Spirit. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for listening today, everybody. And until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you, and always may He have a smiling countenance toward you. And may He give you peace, protection, prosperity, joy unspeakable and full of glory. laughter and unconditional love within your marriage, your family, and home. And may God grant you great favor everywhere you step foot, all the days of your long, long life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you so much for listening to Your Place of Grace with Anthony Sluzes. We trust the podcast was a blessing to you. If you'd like more information about our ministry, resources, testimonials, and to schedule Anthony to speak at your event, go to yourplaceofgrace.com.